You're listening to Weekends with Spencer Howson on Brisbane's 4BC.
8 to 10 on 4BC, parts of the southeast saw some pretty violent storms over the past week. You might have been caught up in them. If you've got a story to tell, 133 882, give me a call. And with the summer storm and bushfire season ahead of us, well, it's a good time to talk about preparedness for natural disasters. Andrew Short is Assistant Commissioner of the State Emergency Service, and he joins you now on 4BC. Hello, Andrew.
Good morning.
I know the SES has to be prepared for any eventuality and at any time, but this really is the serious part of the year for you, isn't it, from now on?
Yeah, that's right. This is the beginning, and it's going to be a season where we're going to see storms and potentially cyclones impact Queensland between now and through to May. So, we're asking for people to do everything they can to be ready for it.
So the usual things that we know about, I guess, it's worth reminding us, things like cleaning out the gutters?
Well, I'd say before we get into that detail that people should understand their risk around them. And certainly there's so much resource now that people can feed into. Just Googling Get Ready Queensland will give them a broad range of resources to understand the things they can do to prepare their family and their property. And certainly your point about gutters, they are one of the things that we find that when they're not tended to, and we get a storm or a heavy downpall over a period, then all of a sudden we've got water inside a house, and no one wants that.
That's exactly the sort of thing that some people would have been reminded of, I'm sure, this week. What sort of damage did you see, and what sort of call-outs did you experience this week?
Well, thankfully, even though the storms and the actual rainfall we expected to be a bit heavy, a bit longer, we did have some houses impacted, and we commonly saw people calling in, not so much because they had damage to their roofs, but that they had leaks. And this is where I think the point for me is that people who know that their roof may not be in as good a condition as it should be, in between these events, this is where you take action to actually attend your property so that when the moment comes that the actual roof of the house and all the other parts of it can actually cope with having a lot of water dumped on it.
Andrew, I mentioned before I've got a mate who's been involved with the SES since the floods, so about 10 years now. He loves it. He's in a sort of leadership role now. He loves it every Wednesday night. There they are doing training. Are you looking all the time for more volunteers, or are you full at the moment? How's that looking?
Well, what we say to people is that in some parts of the state, we've got a waiting list. But that's the exception.
Isn't that great?
It is in certain locations, but unfortunately, we don't have that everywhere. And so what that means for us, we do have some locations where we're looking for more members. And certainly what we say to people is, come to our website or reach out to their local SES group to find out whether they're recruiting, whether they need additionals. It's one of the best things that people can do, just putting aside contribution to community or society. Certainly the skills that people will get taught as being an SES volunteer are things they're going to stay with them for the rest of their life, regardless of their service rank.
Oh, absolutely, no doubt. All right, Andrew Short, all the best for the summer ahead. Thanks for coming on the program this morning.
Go on, Spencer. Thank you.
Andrew's the Assistant Commissioner, State Emergency Service. If you've had an experience in the SES, what's it like? Would you recommend it to other people? 133 882. What do you get out of being involved with the SES? It's 4 to 10.